I want to talk about like the complexity of this, because in watching the documentary, I was so, because I didn't know the origins of like when birth control came out and the marketing behind it, the languaging, and really what it meant to the women's movement, the women's health movement. I didn't realize that. And in seeing that, I was like, oh, this is so complex. Because it's like, it's masked, this potential risk for your health is masked in like freedom.
Right.
Here
yes,
you go.
Right.
Here you go. Go out. Like, you know, express yourself sexually. And do not worry about getting pregnant, continue your careers and your aspirations. That sounds good, I guess, right? Like for most women, especially at that time. And I found myself getting pissed because I'm like, man, that was such a, you know, for lack of a better word, like genius marketing move.
Yeah.
To mask it in that freedom. Can you talk a little bit about that in creating this film and just bringing that to the forefront? Because I can imagine, you know, perhaps you were sold the same thing, you know, when you went on birth control, kind of that feeling of like freedom.
Empowerment.
Yes.
And I think, you know, it isn't what's empowering, right, is to have control over your fertility. That's really what's empowering. It's not empowering if you are taking a medication that has never fully been explained to you. And you're unaware, you don't have true informed consent. That is not empowering, you know? So it's really, I think, you know, not about a focus on like a particular product or drug, but it's very complicated because, yes, so much of, you know, women's emancipation is tied into this. And it's definitely from a workplace level, you know, I think the pill, oh my God, it was like transformative, right? In the 60s and 70s to level the playing field. But, you know, I think that all of these movements, right, they evolve. And we didn't know, like, we didn't know about the Nelson pill hearings when we started making this movie. We didn't know the history. I didn't know there was a feminist health movement in the 70s. Like, we didn't know that women were, you know, protesting the pill and interrupting Senate hearings. And I think that there's, sadly, I think, you know, because of this sort of widespread adoption of this as sort of like, this is, you know, okay, you just put girls on synthetic hormones and they just stay on synthetic hormones until they're ready to procreate. It's become such a sort of unquestioned part of a woman's journey that I think there's this really, like, there's just silence and fear around this conversation. And I think that's one of the reasons we wanted to take on this movie, because we're so clearly pro-choice and pro-access and we're liberal. And, you know, so we wanted to create a space to say, you know, it's okay. Like, there has to be a safe space to have these conversations, to discuss the downsides, right, of birth control, you know, and we felt it was important to look at really all the downsides, you know, which can be, you know, fatal. Yes, which we show in the movie. And so we think it's important to show the range, because again, if you know and you're informed, and look, if you like really, really need to be on birth control, but it depresses you, so you're going to take an antidepressant, and that's what you choose. Like, if that's what you choose, if you're like, well, I feel good on my antidepressant and my birth control pill because I cannot give up my birth control, fantastic. Like, we stand for you. We support you. You know, there's no judgment in this space. But I think that what we've noticed is that, you know, especially for, let's say, you know, millennials and Gen Z, this is not a complicated conversation to have at all. It seems to start at the like Gen X up, you know, and that's where you get sort of like, you know, I would say more like the feminists. Yes, because these are feminists that remember when, you know, these options weren't available and how can you question them?
Sure.
And, you know, any word spoken out against the pill is like a strike against women, right? It's tricky.
I wonder, did you know about the Margaret Sanger?
I had no idea.
I mean, during the making of it, because we were, you put that in because that happened during the filming that she's getting her name removed.
I didn't remove from it.
I didn't know about the history of eugenics. I didn't know about a lot of the experimentation and exploitation on women of color. Like, I knew that some trials were done in Puerto Rico. And of course I knew about slavery, and I knew that, you know, obstetrics and gynecology was basically, you know, developed on the backs of enslaved people. Like, that I knew generally, but I don't think I knew how specifically it affected those communities of color. And again, I think that's why all of this is included in the film, right? Because it's like, you can't, like, when we were doing the film, if you sat in a room, let's say, and any woman of color would raise her hand and be like, oh, you know, this is a very specific wound for my community. So it's like, oh, it is? Well, tell, you know, because that was part of also making the film, is that I think this affects people from different racial backgrounds very, very differently. So as privileged, you know, white women, we can have a certain conversation, right, about this. That's very, very different maybe for a woman of color who maybe felt more coerced to be on a long-acting birth control.
Yes.
Yeah. Those early trials, I was shocked, not only by the experimentation in Puerto Rico, but even just that the results that they got. And then it was still pushed and marketed in such a way. I was really, really shocked. And it just made me think of that, like, risk versus benefit thing happening. And you brought this up in the documentary where, no matter what, the prevailing narrative obviously is going to be the benefit, and this is why you should take it. And so can we peel back the layers a little bit on, like, the business side of it?
Yeah.
And I can imagine you're getting heat. I can imagine it's a little scary, perhaps.
I mean,
you know, I know.
I don't want to say I'm used to it, because it really does hurt my feelings, because we come from a place, we have such, like, we have no agenda. We just want to help women. Mm-hmm. Like, that's it, you know? And so, yes, it's scary, but I don't know. I just feel like, if not us, then who?
I know.
You know? And it is, like, it's exciting to reach to your audience, you know, that are more informed and don't want to put endocrine disruptors in their body and eat organic and take good care of everything they put in their system. I just think it's a matter of, like, reaching and starting this movement for the women that are, like, on board and just need to know more, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think also going back to what you were saying about the risk versus benefit, and what they use, which we talk about in the movie, for the sort of risk analysis, is they say, well, and this is the business piece of it, right? That they say, well, the risk of a blood clot is higher in pregnancy. And so that's how they justify the risk. Now, you know, what does that tell you, right? So your choice is to be on the pill or be pregnant, really? I mean, how is that an apt comparison?
That's what I thought. I literally thought that when I was younger.
Yeah. Right. And that's the marketing.
I would get nervous if I, like, missed it. I didn't understand that I was only fertile 6 days a month max.
Right.
I did not know that. So that's why it's just so, I mean, continue with the business. But
yeah, and just as far as, I mean, we've been shut down of, you know, mainstream media will not cover. Yeah, they're happy to talk about my hair loss journey and my new marriage, but they don't want to show a clip of our film because standards and practices, they're all, you know, tied in with Big Pharma.
Of course.
So that's the business side. It's like taking on, you know, just Goliath.
Well, and the thing that I find so hypocritical, it's sort of interesting because it's similar to when we did The Business of Being Born, and there was this tension between, like, midwives and OBs, let's say,
sure.
You know, and you almost have to say, How can like midwives be a threat to your profession? I mean, they barely attend, you know, like this tiny percentage of births in the U.S.
8%
but
of births.
Yeah, it's like a collaboration if you want it to be.
It can be, potentially. Yes, totally. Exactly. And I think what's happening here, and you've probably experienced this before, is there's a little bit of a, like a war on wellness. And if you look at who's funding the war on wellness and who's planting some of these pieces in the media, you will find that these are people with vested interest.
Follow the money, baby.
Follow the money. And so that's what I find is like, you know, we've received criticism, let's say that, you know, some of the naturopaths or hormonal health experts in our film, like sell supplements, right? So they can't wait to sort of put that in the line of attack, like, oh, this is snake oil and, you know, they're financially profiting from this misinformation. And it's like, wait a minute, you're going to talk about financially profiting? Yeah. So doctors and pharmaceutical companies and healthcare companies don't financially profit from people being sick and needing drugs. I mean, it's sort of, I would say it's a marketing and business machine that we are so outgunned in a way that there's absolutely no way for us to match like the media and the marketing.
PR spin.
Yeah. Absolutely no way. Mm-hmm. But what we can do is put the film out and let people decide for themselves and let the film resonate with people and just put the information out there. And we are surely not profiting, I can tell you that.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Morning Microdose by Almost 30. We hope you enjoyed waking up. As always, we encourage you to take what resonates and leave the rest. If you enjoyed this trip, tune into the full episode on the Almost 30 podcast. All episode information can be found in the show notes.
Make sure to subscribe, and if this becomes a part of your morning routine, be sure to share it with a friend. We have new inspiring doses Monday through Friday. Follow us on Instagram at Morning Microdose and follow Almost 30 at Almost 30 Podcast.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you in the vortex.